Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Dorothy and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we are going to be reflecting on a reading, a gospel reading from Mark chapter 11, verses 11 through 26. This is kind of a long gospel, so bear with me. As we read it, let's just ask the Holy Spirit to highlight certain words or phrases or what he's trying to prove in this gospel that can reflect our daily life today. So it says, Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple area. He looked around at everything, and since it was already late, went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing from a distance a fig tree in leaf, he went over to see if he could find anything on it. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves. It was not the time for figs. And he said in reply, "May no one ever eat of your fruit again." And his disciples heard what he said. They came to Jerusalem, and on entering the temple area, he began to drive out those selling and buying there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. He did not permit anyone to carry anything through the temple area. Then he taught them, saying, "It is not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples,' but you have made it a den of thieves." The chief priests and the scribes came to hear of it and were seeking a way to put him to death. Yet they feared him because the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. But when evening came, they went out of the city. Early in the morning, as they were walking along, they saw the fig tree withered to its roots. Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." Jesus said to them in reply, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, all that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. When you stand to pray, forgive anyone against whom you have grievance, so that your heavenly Father may in turn forgive you your transgressions." Okay, this is a long gospel, and it's filled with a lot of good content, and the Lord wants to teach us so much in this. And so let's start in the beginning. So when Jesus is entering into Jerusalem and he sees a fig tree and it's out of season, he curses it. And my first question and my reaction is like, why would you curse a fig tree when it's out of season? But he's actually teaching his disciples and his closest friends the importance of faith. And he just speaks that actually, our faith is everything. And as much faith as we have and as much faith as we rely on the Lord, things and situations in our life can actually be overturned. And as he looks at this fig tree, he looks at his disciples and he's like, "Why don't you believe that this fig tree could actually bear fruit?" And his disciples are confused by that, but he proves to them like, actually, my words are powerful. And Jesus says like, you will do greater works than mine. And so if his words are powerful and he can curse a fig tree, he's looking at his disciples and saying, if you believe that actually this fig tree could produce fruit, even out of season, that can happen. And so he's actually giving authority to his disciples that they didn't know that they had. And so he increased the disciples' faith, and he increased the disciples' way of looking at Jesus, like as a friend, and as the Messiah. And you may be wondering why Jesus used the analogy of the fig tree and put it with Jesus turning the tables in the temple. And what I was feeling that he was revealing in this gospel is he will curse anything that does not bear any fruit. And what a witness that is to us, that he can actually use his words and his power to see something that doesn't reflect him in the nature of who he is and curses it, so it no longer is living. And why he did that in the temple area is because those scribes and Pharisees, they were actually selling things and putting people's offerings and using it actually to make money, and using it not only for a sacrifice in the temple, like a sacred sacrifice, but using it for their wealth and their well-being. And Jesus saw that and cursed it, because he knew that the benefit of them doing that actually was not going to bear any good and spiritual fruit where the temple area was supposed to bear. And so I think it's incredible that Jesus is giving us an opportunity to look at our life this morning and to see what is bearing fruit and what is not. And those things that are not bearing fruit, how we can step into the dead and bring it back to life, or keep it dead and ask the Lord to no longer have that in our life anymore. Dead things can actually harm us. And so things that we put our time into, things that we invest in, if they're not bringing us life, but most importantly, life to the kingdom of God and life in the spiritual realm, we don't want it either. And sometimes this world, we can get caught up and we can actually think that it's bearing fruit, and it may not be. So this has been a scripture reflection on Mark chapter 11. Again, my name is Dorothy, and to learn more about Damascus and our events and programs offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you. Bye-bye.